every opportunity to lambaste that spiritual angle, as we called it, or anything else that had any tinge of theology. Much later, I discovered the elders held many prayer meetings hoping to find a way to give me the heave-ho, but at the same time stay tolerant and spiritual. They did not seem to be getting an answer, for here I was, staying sober and selling lots of auto polish, on which they were making 1,000% profit. So I rocked along my merry independent way until June, when I went out selling auto polish in New England. After a very good week, two of my customers took me to lunch on Saturday. We ordered sandwiches, and one man said, 3 beers. I let mine sit. After a bit, the other man said, 3 beers. I let that sit, too. Then it was my turn. I ordered, 3 beers. But this time it was different. I had a cash investment of 30 cents, and on a $10 a week salary, that's a big thing. So I drank all 3 beers, one after the other, and said, I'll be seeing you boys, and went around the corner for a bottle. I never saw either of them again. I had completely forgotten the January 8th when I found the fellowship. And I spent the next 4 days wandering around New England half drunk, by which I mean I couldn't get drunk and I couldn't get sober. I tried to contact the boys in New York, but telegrams bounced right back. And when I finally got Hank on the telephone, he fired me right then. This was when I really took my first good look at myself. My loneliness was worse than it had ever been before. For now, even my own kind had turned against me. This time, it really hurt, more than any hangover ever had. My brilliant agnosticism vanished. And I saw, for the first